Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio Wednesday edition, Prosperity Wednesday, and Attainable Housing Program, usually hosted by Barb Riley. And while we're talking here, and I think she had some challenges getting connected today, I'm just letting her know right now that I've got the show set up. Okay. Anyways, I just thought I'd let you know, perhaps she'll be able to make it to, and we'll see if that doesn't happen in the meantime. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the new president of the board, of the Hope Collection, and we're starting up the new year in January here with a view of being able to help. I like to use the words generational prosperity. We understand my mentor and the founder of the Hope Collection preach regularly that you have to own things for economic personal development, for family development, for residually trying to create something that has asset value to go to the next generation. We haven't had that in great numbers in this country at every economic level there is. But it primarily hasn't happened in the lower income areas. And so what we're doing, and it hasn't been taught, let alone followed. And so we're committed as part of the Hope Collection, our mission, to carry that out. So as we operate today, and I hope that Barb will join in, I just sent her a blip. Let's see if she's so she's maybe coming along, and she just had to change computers here, and that's what held her up, and she was trying to reach me. But I was online with another project where we're trying to get access, and I have access to get COVID tests for communities and people. And so I've been working day and night since Thursday night trying to make arrangements to actually put this in place to get COVID tests so that people can have peace of mind in their home. And either they have and need help because they got some indicator, or they're not, and their kids are not. And so if you don't have any, you're not COVID, you don't have it, you don't have it in your home, then you can live and live freely, and you can keep moving forward in your life without having this sense of gloom and doom that the media puts on, or the politicians that are trying to get power over you and your family and destroy what was a great nation that now they're just taking attack on for their own. Folks, they're doing it for their own gain and their own power. And I'll say that editorially, I'll say that personally, and I'll say it professionally. So what we're all about is trying to help change that course for people's lives. And the only way you can do it is by creating the personal achievement for people. So, folks, I ask that you bear with us here a moment as we look to have the operation of the Hope Collection by its regular host to be joining us. So I'm going to send another mode here. Barb. Help. Can you call in as guest? Let's see how she responds. Here is, good afternoon. I see, is that Kurt Erlinghaus that's joined us on this call today?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. How are you today?
Well, I'm better now. I was on the call with a gentleman at our connection in Florida, what's called the Lab. That's a Hope Center that, independent of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, met with some people, RC and Juliana. You're going to hear their names And they're going to be working with us as advisors and helping us redevelop the website of Hope and be partners in projects. And so they introduced me, and they referred me to a pastor and a guy that's organizing drive-through testing for people in Florida and been doing it since last April. And they're looking for more resources for getting, and so we have a possibility of helping them get them in Florida. Now, unlike here in New York, when I try to offer organizations and people to do it, I get more baloney. It's like New York, because it's just the idea. You know, the educational systems in our country, in our county, and in our state, and our communities, has taught people how not to think and do to the level that when something scary comes along, they go into a fear mode and they don't do anything. They don't act. They get into, let's plan a party or let's plan a program and let's spend 6 months trying to identify something and get 150 people involved, waste all the money, energy to get and could have had something done. I'm so frustrated by that. And you know what? You look at other states right now, Kurt. Why are other states moving quickly and solving problems and have better rates of either less people being coming down with this dreaded infestation that was sent to us by our enemies? Do you know why China sent us the plague, the COVID? Because we were, Donald Trump, economically, business-wise, blew their doors off. We were cleaning their clocks, and he refused to let them compromise. And now what we've got is a compromised president of the United States. This is editorial. This is not just – he's compromised. They bought out his family and his kids and gave him money. And now Joe Biden can't do a thing and can't, has no leverage to force our enemies, whether it's China, Russia, Korea. Korea just blew off another ballistic missile for the first time since Donald Trump left office. We're a real safe world with our friend Mr. Biden in the office, aren't we? It's scary. I'm sorry, I'm really running off the mouth of Kurt, because I'm just Barb Riley has not made it on the show. She's got a new PC and was having problems. And I keep telling her, I keep sending her an email to kind of join us, call in. The number is 714. Let's see if I can get a... I'm texting her right now.
Okay.
See if we can make it happen. So things are going great in your house and life too, aren't they right now? You kind of got a lot of changes going on.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. I'm going to be moving to Cape Cod. Anybody else on the line?
No, it's just you and me right now.
Oh. Yeah, we're just getting ready to move. And which I think is an awesome thing right now to do. Can't wait. But unfortunately, I'm moving into another blue state.
That's not so good.
Where one of our senators is thinking she's an Indian.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I remember that person, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you call a politician who utilizes the government for their self-edification and power. I believe right now, Kurt, that I'm activating a as I'm driving paperwork all over my living room floor here. Barb Riley, is that you?
That's me. Thank you, Ron, for opening the studio.
Well, you know what? It's been really crazy here this morning. Before the show, I got a call from a referral from Juliana and RC from a gentleman who has been running the drive-through testing sites, initially giving shots for COVID in Florida, in Orlando. And he has a company operation, that's what he does, called Juliana and RC about, I have access through Country Boy to get COVID tests right now. And so I you know, I put out a call, as you know, I'm trying to get it since last Friday. I'm trying to get an organization, the number one sponsor, a shipment of them, because I believe that it's a value of some business, the investment for giving these kits out from both a health and an actual real person changing, life-changing, changing a household from one of fear to one that can understand, have peace of mind that their kids or they don't have COVID. And we can do it in a mass section. And I'm like pulling teeth because I live in a world where the idea of education, what their idea is, how to stretch out your thinking process to turn, you know, I'll say it this way. The giraffe, the animal, the giraffe was originally found, was set out to be a dog. And then they turned it over, God made a mistake, he turned it over to some men or women to create this dog, and it turned into, the final result was a giraffe. Completely different character, completely different animal. And it didn't do what a dog was supposed to do. And you still have a giraffe. Beautiful animal, but what good is it? I mean, if we're talking about a dog that's going to be able to be a safekeeper and a friend and a pet and an animal versus a giraffe, you're not going to keep a giraffe at your house as a pet. Neck on dress, not going to protect you. But that's the story of thinking, what our educational system is doing to people. And that's on one hand. Then you got an enemy out there that wants to keep people confused and in fear so they don't do anything. And they don't bring joy to this world. And they don't bring things. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say, I think I might have a connection for you that it's someone that knows Joel and has worked very closely with him. They're out of Texas, and it's the Renew Foundation, but they also have another business called CAI, Crisis Assistance Initiative. And they got started back in 2020 when PPE and all of those things became a challenge. And and so I would love to introduce Kirk to you guys, to you. Gary has met Kirk and Joel and Ardith and others have also met Kirk. So,
well, you want, after the show, if you want to make the call, make a three-way, why don't you do that? We'll talk. Because the window is very small. Right now, I can get Country Boy put this together with his business, his Dr. Brooks. And they right now, we have a lock on, and I can get up to 200,000 kits a week. Right now, I've got a lock on 25,000 kits. Okay? And I can get them delivered. Shipping is free, and I can get them, and they're $7 a kit. There's two test kits in a kit. So it's $14 for a double kit. And I can get them for and then ship to them. Well, all I got to have is that $25,000 to the bank here, and they'll be shipped immediately. And we can have a distribution someplace. I just, look at, I don't want to lose. How many more lives can we save? You know, hope is all about saving and living and glorifying God. And when you have an opportunity to do it in a window, I'm not interested in somebody that wants to go put a game plan together and do a business plan. Those are the people that stop progress every single time. I want to just get it done. And I'll consider that a success.
Are you saying $25,000 gets you 200,000 kits?
Gets us, I got the quote here in front of me here. Okay. No, 200,000 kits would be at $175,000. No, I can get 139 cases, which is 39 kids, 25,000 kits. And that's $1,260 a case.
Okay. So I haven't done any math, but assuming there's
All right.
No shipping.
Profit in there. That's why we would want to be doing this, other than helping people. But there's got to be some sort of profit in it for the.
Well, what we could do.
So we'll figure that out, or we can talk about that offline.
Yeah. Well, the Kurt Orlinghouse, who is a friend, he's an IDO, he's a friend of the Hope Collection. He's part of our management team here in Buffalo for the celebrations going on next year at the Healing of Hope program. And Kurt's been with us, and he and his wife have been friends with my wife and I for a long time. And so, Kurt, say hi to Barbara Riley.
Kurt!
No,
okay.
Barbara, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Fantastic.
So,
Kurt,
he and I were just discussing the possibility. My whole passion since 4 o'clock on Friday when this project, and I had the price quote in front of me certified, I have been working day and night to try and find it. I was willing to do it here in Buffalo. My church was even willing to do the distribution. I got a group that was already trained. They actually did a small distribution last October when kids first came available. And so I've got a train on a management team in my church ready to back it. I couldn't get the mayor. I couldn't get the local radio station. Yesterday they did their politician thing, and they got 3,500 kits, and they passed them out. So now somewhere we've teased a whole bunch of people in the city of Buffalo that there is a resolution available. And I think it's horrible. Joel used to get mad at people who teased people. We're not teasing people. We're trying to find resolution. And
real life.
That's yeah. And so I'm on that part of things. I'm kind of a little angry because they didn't respond. They didn't even respond to me. And really what it is, Barb, is when people don't know you, and in this world today, they don't trust anybody. And even have a little bit of something that they could rely some trust on, it doesn't go far. And that's what's happened here. And I'm just before. And so that was I was working on before the show started today. I also, all the times you've been trying to reach me, I was connected to, and in fact I still am, connected to the government of the Dominican Republic, because next Wednesday I won't be here. I'm going to be out of the country. Linda and I will be in Punta Cana, and I've got to get the paperwork finalized so I can get my plane ticket to go there. And I was working on that as everything happened here and the show was going. So, I wanted to be hoping you'd be here, but hey, it is what it is. But next week,
and I just joined from a different new PC, and so I didn't have it.
Yeah,
wasn't
I heard that. I saw that. I did catch that. But you made it.
I made it. Thank you. And so I want to hear more about Kurt. What are you doing, Kurt?
Oh, I have been working with Ron for a very long time, almost 20 years, on different business projects. I am recently retired, and I'm going full-time into my business and life coaching services. And then I will be moving to Cape Cod in about 2 months from now and starting my business out there.
Awesome. What kind of business? Just your life coaching, expanding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, life coaching and business advisor.
Advisor. Okay, great. Neat.
Yes. And I'm very excited what's going on at Buffalo in July. I'm really proud of being on the committee. And I'm very passionate about helping other people, regardless if they can pay or not. The money is a byproduct of what you do. And if you have a service or a need that people need, you shouldn't put a price tag on it. And that's how I feel about it. But I've been with the Hope Collection for a long, long time. Almost like 10 years, I think it is. 10 or more years.
Well, it's so good to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you, too. And tell me more about your background.
Oh, my goodness. My background, I was born and raised in Ohio, lived in Virginia a little bit. I've been in Florida since 1985, and I've done medical. I have a medical background, and I have 10 years in ministry, and I have 22 years of being a mom, and I've been in the tiny home industry since 2015, and I helped to create the building code, or not really the code, but I helped to create a system to keep track of how tiny homes were being built to make sure that they meet the building code for full-time dwelling. And then that created the ability for tiny homes to be insured by regular large insurers like Foremost and Farmers. And they said, okay, since this was built like a regular home, for full-time dwelling, we can insure it like a regular home, even though it's a tinier or smaller or movable home. We can insure it because of this process that I helped to create.
Now, how do you mortgage that?
And then I have spent the year since then trying to get a mortgage for these structures.
Right.
And so a tiny home that is a movable thing, the lending industry thinks that's an RV. Or a manufactured house. And
so it's classified as an RV.
That is a way to get lending. And but on that point is that it's higher interest, shorter term. It's a luxury item. You have to have a really good credit. And there's not a lot of lending going on in that area for that for tiny homes. And then a tiny home, though, as far as building code and not even building code, let's go right to construction methodology. The construction methodology is regular residential building code, and it is also I was starting to lose train of my thought there. It's regular building code, but also basically, it's a structure that's been built off-site, completed, brought to the site, anchors in, and meets the foundation requirements of the municipality. So, in essence, there is lending because it's attached to real estate. There's a challenge, though, because typically tiny homes are custom designed per individual. And then the home, you know, with money going down toward the purchase of the home as it's being constructed has created a challenge in the tiny home industry as well. And so we have a way that we have through my connections that I bring to the Hope Collection is a way that we can take a look at somebody's unique situation as far as their financial situation and walk them through a process to help them discover, you know, how that they might make a smaller home fit into their life, whether it's in their backyard or it's going to be movable, whether they, you know, whether it's we help them receive a property improvement loan or if we help them to just provide them the right terminology with their municipality and whatnot to be able to talk the right talk. And then also to take a look at what is their financial situation now. Are there ways that we can help them adjust and do and be able to absorb this into their life without it having to be a huge financial challenge for them? So we have all of that set, and we're ready to do that. So there's ways to get lending for a tiny home, and I've discovered it. Some people tell you they do. You know, we're going to have to do what the banks need to do that makes it all legal, moral, ethical, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Right. So the only issue with holding people back would be the bad credit issue. Correct?
In essence, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And what we have through our connections, through the Hope Collection, we have folks that are here that do exactly what's needed in I don't want to say credit repair because they, but where there's a way that they can assist them to get their credit straightened out, get things off their credit that shouldn't be there. And so through the Hope Collection, we have our connections to be able to do that. And that's through Country Boy as well.
Country Boy?
I don't know if you know that, Ron.
Country Boy? Country Boy is not on the show yet today. Right. He normally would be here. I could still be here. But I
was saying that his connection can help us with the those folks that have lower credit scores to assist them in identifying what is it that's on their credit report that might be inaccurate or old or, you know. So I don't know the right term that that person is. But anyway, so we have people. Carol is her name, and she can assist us. And Carol has a team of people.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Good.
What are you going to be living in Cape Cod?
I'm living in one of my mom's house.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. She'll be glad to have you.
What's that?
She'll be glad to have you.
She has a waterfront home, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. If you were a friend of mine on Facebook, I would send you pictures of her front or her backyard overlooking the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. it's a beautiful home. She has plenty of room for me and my wife to move in. And she's moving up in age, so my sister can't because of medical issues. But she offered a house for us to move in. So we're moving probably April 1st.
That is great. That'll be a good time of year. Not as cold.
Yeah. No. No.
Kurt, what a blessing that you should be with your mom.
Yeah. Kurt, does your mom have traffic jams in front of the home in the summertime? Are you that far out in the Cape
Yeah,
Cod?
We have. Yeah. The population Chatham is right now about 8,000 to 10,000 people. In the summertime, it goes up to about 50,000 to 60,000. From May to September, and there, you have to plan your trips when you want to go out and go food shopping during the summertime.
All right, go during the night maybe.
Yes, and also when it's really really beautiful, we call them beach days. That's when everybody's to the beach, so you can go out and shop. But if it's raining, you might as well just stay home because everybody's out on the road when it's raining out.
Uh-huh. They're looking for something to do.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, I would love to share some pictures. I've been there I had to go out there for 2 months to take care of her. I took a lot of pictures. I like to share a lot of pictures with everybody just to show how beautiful it is.
Well, I will share my Facebook with you afterwards so that you can share
those. All right, sounds good. I've been going to the Cape. My family's been going to the Cape since 1960.
That's a good long time.
Yeah, my grandparents bought the house back in 1961 for like $18,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth a whole lot more now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's worth a lot more now, yeah.
I bet you paid a lot more for it, over the years as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the reason why I'd like to talk to more about tiny home, she has acreage that I could probably put a tiny home on the property.
Right. How much acreage does she have? Is it right there on that Atlantic-looking property?
No, it's really actually there is a they call it a Silver Creek or Silver Cove, and the cove divides the house to the Atlantic Ocean. Actually, and there's a about maybe 2 miles of water to the Atlantic Ocean.
So what we want to do as before you talk to anybody about, hey, can I have a tiny home here on this location? Let's be quiet first, because the term tiny home seems to challenge folks because there is no construction methodology. It's not recognized in lending as a tiny home. It's not recognized in building code. So we have to use the right terms when speaking with them. We all know what a tiny house is. It's cute, adorable, it's smaller, it's those kinds of things. But when we say that to them, they have no idea. So that's
how would
an
you
advantage. So what we can do then is take, if you can provide the address, we'll take a look at what the building code and the situation is with the land, what the requirements are or not. If you're allowed to have, I'm thinking on Cape Cod, you can probably have temporary housing, but they might only want temporary housing in certain locations. So we'll take a look at what the building code is as to then what the requirements are there, and then we can help you determine what we need to call the structure for lending or placement and those kinds of things.
Yes.
But not that it's
home.
Not a tiny home. It's
a tenable
home. That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I would definitely talk to my mom about it, but I think that would be awesome because we could have it used for a guest home.
Yeah. Yep. And so everything in the home is the regular size toilets mm-hmm. and sinks and countertops and beds, and everything is the regular size. It's just in a smaller, let's say, container, but we don't want to call it a container. And a smaller footprint. But you can go as wide as 10 feet, possibly 12 feet. Depends if you're going to build it on site or if you're going to build it off site and bring it in. And so what we do is an assessment. We want to be able to work with you and guide you through the process, ask really good questions of you so that then we can go to work for you and say, okay, here's what we know about this property. It doesn't mean you have to move forward, but, you know, we could show you here's what the requirements are here, what your setbacks are, what the you know, what you would need in electric or sewer. For example, I have some folks out in Utah that I'm working with that they want to do a tiny home. They've done everything to be able to have the land to use it that way, except for they need the electric and sewer to come, and it has to go across a Utah highway underneath it. So they have to dig up the highway, and they have to do this all in one day. Dig up the highway, lay the electric and the sewer to that land, that property, and fill it back in and open the road back up all in the same day.
Is it possible?
They can only do that when it's warm out because it's cold in Utah. Otherwise, and so the cost and the
Utah was warm. I thought Utah was warm.
Well,
I don't know,
deserty,
my God.
But
Barbara, is there a possibility you could just connect it to the house?
Well, yes. But then there are things that we need to check, because you could have it there to, you know, by the house, but they might require that you have a 5-foot wide sidewalk with an awning over it. You know, just as an example, what we've seen before. Or they might say, okay, well, you need to be this far away from the house, or you know, in certain setbacks. But we can figure all of that out for you. And tiny homes are much more in a, you know, and they're, I think Ron really, and we both really believe attainable homes, because basically it's the right size for the right price in the right location, you know, and serves the right person. And so we want to make sure that whatever that is, you know, an affordable home in Hawaii is $367,000. That's the low end of the market. And that doesn't
include how much the market is on Cape Cod.
Right. And so, you know, land is the land is a premium there in Cape Cod. And so depending upon what the building and all the different zoning and codes are.
One code you need to do is you have to have it hurricane proof.
For sure. Yep. All of the tiny homes have to be, especially the movable ones, because they go down the highway 70 miles an hour, hitting potholes and in the rain, and it's like they're in a hurricane. And so they have to be able to withstand that, hold together, not twist or torque or break apart.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that's what my grandfather had to do.
I bet you could put a couple homes on acreage, and then I bet it would cover the cost for everything for you, just for use from April to September.
Yeah, you can run it out.
Yeah? So you could have one to live in or for guests and one for rentals. Maybe there's enough acreage you'd have more, and that would cover everybody's cost for everything.
I think it's half an acre she has.
Yeah. So on an acre, depending upon, again, building code, you can get as many as, well, you could get about 12, maybe 20 on an acre. So let's say half that for half an acre, six.
Okay.
Imagine that.
That's pretty cool.
That's income potential.
Oh, yeah. It sure would be.
Yes,
because everybody's looking for a place to rent.
Yep. And imagine. Oh, and by the way, my friend Pat, I wish he was here. Maybe she is. Pat would tell you that, what I was going to say about Pat.
I don't know. You're having a senior moment.
I am. Thank you. And my friend Pat, what would she say? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, anything that you can do to rent out and earn income. She's quite the entrepreneur, and she's done that in many locations. So she would love to talk to you about Cape Cod. And I know now, thank you for listening while I found my way, is that Airbnb in 2019, April edition, showed that the Airbnb market, people are traveling to tiny homes for the experience, and then they will find activities to do there. Whereas most people go, hey, we want to go to the beach, we want to do all these things, and we'll stay in a place, you know, whatever. And so tiny homes are destination vacations and highly sought after. And people just, you know, want the experience. Oh, could I ever live in something so small? You know, and then they get there and, oh, my gosh, you know, and so they get an opportunity.
Yeah.
So I know on Cape Cod you'd be busier than you could imagine.
Well, I have an example. I went out and got my hair cut there when I was staying there, and I met a hairdresser, and she has her family has a cabin in New Hampshire. Was in a family for like 75 years, and the cabin is run down, and they're looking to replace it. And I don't know why I didn't have time to talk to her about tiny homes, but I'm definitely going to see her back when I go back, and I will tell her about tiny homes and see if she can put it on our campsite.
Cool. There you go.
So, yeah, because the land's more than the house, you know. That's how bad the house is.
Yes, exactly.
So, interesting. I will definitely keep you posted. Like I said, I got to run this by my mom when I get out there and see what she says, and we can take it from there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yes.
And then we'll have you keep in touch with Ron.
Yes.
And
so how do I mark? I probably go to like campsites and stuff like that. Who owns the campsites? And to say, hey, I got this permanent structure you could use instead of a tent for a cabin.
Yes.
All right, let me think about that.
Yeah, I can help you with
making
them and letting them know and you know, what we're talking about when you know, and provide you some images and things that.
Right.
Love to help you.
I was wondering if Ron, is there a possibility we can bring this to the city planning board and say, hey, we get these houses for homeless people or whoever needs homes. Can we do that?
Well, you understand, Kurt. I've already got a business development project and plan. It's called Tailor Made Village
Yeah.
between It's between Fillmore, Broadway, Smith, and what's it, cross street there? William Street.
I got 360
properties that are long, narrow properties, and we're going to have some semblance of a double, I won't say double wide, we'll call it double long, tiny homes built on them, because then we don't have to change any survey land. We can just build them. And
right.
So all the services, what do they call that? The infrastructure is already in place, water, sewer, electric, gas, streets, everything's in already, so we don't have those overhead costs to build this division program. It's all ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we've already explored it, ready to put it together. So, Barb, one of the things that on the discussion with Chuck Vollman this morning, we got to, if we get together this project and we put it in place for by March 1st, we can submit a request for, what is it? I'll just say, let's say $2 million as part of an overall Buffalo development grant. And so we could do that and be on, get the earmark
mm-hmm.
to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we know how to get to those earmarks, don't we?
Yes, we do. So that's the
so
next
exciting.
Step we're doing. Well, guys,
well,
we're
nice
winding things. Down here.
Great.
Thank you so much. Barb, I just want to give you a reminder, by the way, congratulate you that you're a new board member of the Hope Collection in your area of alliance or responsibility will be in housing. There may be some other
yeah.
things and areas you cross over into, but you have been elected, and that's done, and your resume has been actually sent back out to all the other members and the rest of the people. I'm finishing. Linda's finishing mine as soon as I get off this call and send her my resume form and an email. I have it in hard copy to her to renew it, and then we can get that in. And then on the 25th is the next board meeting where the election of the president can take place. And, of course,
awesome.
Somebody's going to be elected the new president, and if you're not there, you probably get elected. that's how Siri got elected.
You get Mullen told.
that's what happened to Sharon Anderson. And so but I have accepted from different folks that feel that I may be able to, at some level, help lead the organization forward, and I've accepted that if that happens. So I'm hoping that it
yeah.
does. I will say that. so,
no.
guys, thank you so much. You have
You're
a blessed
nice
day.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Look me up on Facebook, Mark.
Okay. Very good.
Barb.
All right, have a great day. Blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Barb, before you
yes.
hang up, are you there? I
yes.
just sent you the name of the website, Optimize My Life, on another line. I put in the password. I wrote it out for you so that you can open up the blog radio show. And
okay.
if you get that, let me know. If you don't get it, let me know. But I'm
yep.
hoping that perhaps, like I said, next week, Wednesday, next week, Tuesday through the weekend, we're out of the country. If there's any
okay.
chance, Howie would like to fill in for me on Tuesday.
I can.
Travel.
Sure, what am I going to talk about?
Travel. Rick, your
oh,
guest
wow.
host. No, Rick Reese will not be able to be on. You could talk about anything you want. Because Rick
oh,
Reese is going to be with me in Dominican Republic. He's gone. So neither one of us will be
you
a
guys are going to have so much fun.
Yes,
I received the password, but I'm not sure, so I sent it back to you so that you
okay,
can
well.
But once you see it, and maybe it's exactly what it is. Oh, good, here, see, you're doing it right now.
Yeah, that's it. That is
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
The Super. Number, the
now
numbers,
I will
the
always
word
have
BDC,
it.
Star, star.
Great. Thank you.
That's it. You're welcome.
All right, so next Tuesday at 12 o'clock.
Tuesday, 12 o'clock, and Wednesday, 12 o'clock, and Friday,
and then,
if you're able. Those
okay.
3 days, I'm. Yeah, I know that's a lot to ask of you, but If you could just open up the call on Tuesday. Well, normally Rick would be there, but he's not. Neither one of us will be there. So you could just run the show, invite other people that you'd like to have on other days on the show, invite them in, whatever. Maybe between now and then I'll invite some people to call in so that you have somebody to talk to.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. That helps a lot.
All right.
It really does. All right.
You're welcome.
God bless and have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Can't
now.
Wait to talk more soon. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
CEO.